to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And when these Americans come home at night, bone tired, and turn on the news, all they see is the same partisan three-ring circus here in Washington. They see leaders who can't seem to come together and do what it takes to make life just a little bit better for ordinary Americans. They're offended by that, and they should be.
Well, there's the president. The address last night on the debt situation. That's how we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for Tuesday, the 26th of July. I'm Doug Steffen, the president, explaining how we got from his point of view to where we are.
For the last decade, we've spent more money than we take in. In the year 2000, the government had a budget surplus. But instead of using it to pay off our debt, the money was spent on trillions of dollars in new tax cuts, while two wars and an expensive prescription drug program were simply added to our nation's credit card. As a result, the deficit was on track to top $1 trillion the year I took office. To make matters worse, the recession meant that there was less money coming in, and it required us to spend even more on tax cuts for middle-class families to spur the economy, on unemployment insurance, on aid to states so we could prevent more teachers and firefighters and police officers from being laid off. These emergency steps also added to the deficit. Now, every family knows a little credit card debt is manageable. But if we stay on the current path, our growing debt could cost us jobs and do serious damage to the economy. More of our tax dollars will go toward paying off the interest on our loans. Businesses will be less likely to open up shop and hire workers in a country that can't balance its books. Interest rates could climb for everyone who borrows money. The homeowner with a mortgage, the student with a college loan, the corner store that wants to expand. And we won't have enough money to make job-creating investments in things like education and infrastructure, or pay for vital programs like Medicare and Medicaid. Because neither party is blameless for the decisions that led to this problem, both parties have a responsibility to solve it. And over the last several months, that's what we've been trying to do.
Okay. So I feel a little finger-pointing going on. You, 800-510-8255. Let's get some pithy comments on this. And this is basically not about the blame game, but it's about fixing the problem. The president has his way of looking at it. There have been a lot of people talking on a lot of radio programs, a lot of television programs about the two wars that we're in, and that's something certainly to be considered. We fight too many wars, we're involved in too many things in too many places that we ought not to be, and most people agree on that. So what are you going to do to fix that? It isn't just, okay, let's spend more money or let's up the deficit or do whatever it is we have to with a budget. When do we address what the problems are? And you are not being honest nor fair, Mr. President, and neither are the Republicans. This is a problem with the two-party system. Who agrees with that? 800-510-8255. All right, the president goes on to talk about the... this is all about him, by the way. You get that, right? I'm right, they're wrong. Here are the two approaches that each side is supporting to solve the problem.
I won't bore you with the details of every plan or proposal, but basically the debate has centered around two different approaches. The first approach says, let's live within our means by making serious, historic cuts in government spending. Let's cut domestic spending to the lowest level it's been since Dwight Eisenhower was president. Let's cut defense spending at the Pentagon by hundreds of billions of dollars. Let's cut out waste and fraud in healthcare programs like Medicare. And at the same time, let's make modest adjustments so that Medicare is still there for future generations. Finally, let's ask the wealthiest Americans and biggest corporations to give up some of their breaks in the tax code and special deductions. This balanced approach asks everyone to give a little without requiring anyone to sacrifice too much. It would reduce the deficit by around $4 trillion and put us on a path to pay down our debt. and the cuts wouldn't happen so abruptly that they'd be a drag on our economy, or prevent us from helping small businesses and middle-class families get back on their feet right now. This approach is also bipartisan. While many in my own party aren't happy with the painful cuts it makes, enough will be willing to accept them if the burden is fairly shared. While Republicans might like to see deeper cuts and no revenue at all, there are many in the Senate who have said, yes, I'm willing to put politics aside and consider this approach because I care about solving the problem. And to his credit, this is the kind of approach the Republican Speaker of the House, John Boehner, was working on with me over the last several weeks. The only reason this balanced approach isn't on its way to becoming law right now is because a significant number of Republicans in Congress are insisting on a different approach, a cuts-only approach, an approach that doesn't ask the wealthiest Americans or biggest corporations to contribute anything at all. And because nothing is asked of those at the top of the income scale, such an approach would close the deficit only with more severe cuts to programs we all care about, cuts that place a greater burden on working families.
There are a lot of programs that mean nothing to many people, and they continue. This is the word revenue has been substituted for taxes. Have you noticed that? 800-510-8255. Okay, so it still sounds to me like he's saying my plan is better than their plan. But we'll hear from House Speaker John Boehner. He's got a take, and we'll listen to that. Your call's coming up as well. 800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the big stories, the big topics, the hot hits in issue-oriented news talk radio at 13 past the hour.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Now it while supplies last.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, save on all Goodyear tires and receive up to $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Special financing available. And get a $21.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, focusing on the budget and the debt ceiling, the president talking about the situation, explaining how we got where we are. There are two approaches. He presented his side. Now we listen to House Speaker John Boehner give his take on the situation.
These are difficult times in the life of our nation. Millions are looking for work and have been for some time. And the spending binge going on in Washington is a big part of the reason why. Before I served in Congress, I ran a small business in Ohio. I was amazed at how different Washington, D.C. operated than every other business in America. Where most American businesses make the hard choices to pay their bills, live within their means, in Washington, more spending and more debt is business as usual. Well, I've got news for Washington. Those days are over. President Obama came to Congress in January and requested business as usual. He had another routine increase in the national debt, but we in the House said, not so fast. Here was a president asking for the largest debt increase in American history on the heels of the largest spending binge in American history. And here's what we got for that massive spending binge. A new health care bill that most Americans never asked for. A stimulus bill that's more effective in producing material for late-night comedians than it was in producing jobs. And a national debt that has gotten so out of hand, it sparked a crisis without precedent in my lifetime or yours.
The House Speaker, Mr. Boehner, delivering a primetime address after the president, framing his deficit reduction deal as a silver bullet for the nation's economic uncertainty. You buying that? Here he does his best to tell us about the Cut, Cap, and Balance Act.
The United States cannot default on its debt obligations. The jobs and savings of too many Americans are at stake. What we told the president in January was this, that the American people will not accept an increase in the debt limit without significant spending cuts and reforms. And over the last 6 months, we've done our best to convince the president to partner with us to do something dramatic to change the fiscal trajectory of our country, something that will boost confidence in our economy, renew a measure of faith in our government, and help small businesses get back on track. Last week, the House passed such a plan, and with bipartisan support. It's called the Cut, Cap, and Balance Act. It cuts and caps government spending and paves the way for a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution, which we believe is the best way to stop Washington from spending money that it doesn't have. Before we even passed the bill in the House, the president said he would veto it. I want you to know I made a sincere effort to work with the president to identify a path forward that would implement the principles of cut, cap, and balance in a manner that could secure bipartisan support and be signed into law. And I'll tell you, I gave it my all. Unfortunately, the president would not take yes for an answer. Even when we thought we might be close on an agreement, the president's demands changed. The president has often said we need a balanced approach, which in Washington means we spend more and you pay more. Having run a small business, I know those tax increases will destroy jobs. The president is adamant that we cannot make fundamental changes to our entitlement programs. As a father of two daughters, I know these programs won't be there for them and their kids unless significant action is taken now. And the sad truth is that the president wanted a blank check 6 months ago, and he wants a blank check today. This is just not going to happen.
All right, so what is going to happen? What happens to our the rating? We're a AAA rated entity, the banks, and whatever credit visitation that we make. Is that going to affect you? It may, in terms of the interest you pay on your mortgage, for example, and your credit cards, which already are through the roof. What do you think? Ideas, please? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. The results of the information presented last night by the President of the House Speaker make for what? Confusion, uncertainty, anger. The President will have one more P6 or what Mr. Boehner said, then one more piece of what the President said, and then we'll get some talk interference, if you will, or interplay from radio and television. 800-510-8255. Back to the speaker and the discussion of a stalemate.
You see, there's no stalemate here in Congress. The House passed a bill to raise the debt limit with bipartisan support. And this week, while the Senate is struggling to pass a bill filled with phony accounting and Washington gimmicks, we're going to pass another bill, one that was developed with the support of the bipartisan leadership of the U.S. Senate. Obviously, I expect that bill can and will pass the Senate and be sent to the President for a signature. And if the President signs it, the crisis atmosphere that he has created will simply disappear. The debt limit will be raised, spending will be cut by more than $1 trillion, and a serious bipartisan committee of the Congress will begin the hard but necessary work of dealing with the tough challenges our nation faces. The individuals doing this work will not be outsiders, but elected representatives of the people doing the job they were elected to do as outlined in the Constitution. Those decisions should be made based on how they're going to affect people who are struggling to get a job, not how they will affect some politician's chances of getting reelected. This debate isn't about President Obama and House Republicans. It isn't about Congress and the White House. It's about what's standing between the American people and the future we seek for ourselves and our families. You know, I've always believed the bigger the government, the smaller the people. And right now, we've got a government so big and so expensive, it's sapping the drive out of our people and keeping our economy from running at full capacity. The solution to this crisis is not complicated. If you're spending more money than you're taking in, you need to spend less of it. There's no symptom of big government more menacing than our debt. Break its grip, and we begin to liberate our economy and our future. We are up to the task, and I hope President Obama will join us in this work. God bless you and your family, and God bless the United States of America.
Sounds like the president, doesn't he? All right, so that's Speaker Boehner referencing what the president had said about a stalemate. In fact, here is the president talking about what he perceives to be a stalemate.
We're left with a stalemate. Now, what makes today's stalemate so dangerous is that it has been tied to something known as the debt ceiling, a term that most people outside of Washington have probably never heard of before. Understand, raising the debt ceiling does not allow Congress to spend more money. It simply gives our country the ability to pay the bills that Congress has already racked up. In the past, raising the debt ceiling was routine. since the 1950s. Congress has always passed it, and every president has signed it. President Reagan did it 18 times. George W. Bush did it 7 times. And we have to do it by next Tuesday, August 2nd, or else we won't be able to pay all of our bills. Unfortunately, for the past several weeks, Republican House members have essentially said that the only way they'll vote to prevent America's first ever default is if the rest of us agree to their deep spending cuts only approach. If that happens and we default, we would not have enough money to pay all of our bills. Bills that include monthly Social Security checks, veterans benefits, and the government contracts we've signed with thousands of businesses. For the first time in history, our country's AAA credit rating would be downgraded, leaving investors around the world to wonder whether the United States is still a good bet. Interest rates would skyrocket on credit cards, on mortgages, and on car loans, which amounts to a huge tax hike on the American people. We would risk sparking a deep economic crisis, this one caused almost entirely by Washington.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-lease items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Local Army-Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Now 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Let's go through where we are at this point in time while we get some input from various radio and television programs. The president spoke about the debt crisis. John Boehner spoke about the debt crisis. And both of them point the finger at each other. Pretty much, I guess it depends on which finger you're using, but it's been the same approach that's been lasting for months? This has been going on for months, right? So there are two approaches, and which one do you support, I guess, or is there a third approach? 800-510-8255. From my perspective, I think that the the balance budget, all of that stuff, it's called cut, cap, and balance, makes a lot of sense. Spending more money, at least in the president's speech, he mentioned waste. There's lots of fraud, corruption, abuse. We all know that. So where does this stop? Does it have to stop by next week? Business as usual? Yes or no? Here are some comments. First of all, we'll take television side. CNN's Piers Morgan, Jessica Yellen, and Wolf Blitzer are talking about the two points of view. That is the president and the speakers.
Having heard both those speeches, we're at the economic equivalent of the Bay of Pigs. Who's going to blink first?
It's right, and the president really doesn't have a say in all this in the end because he doesn't have a vote. For the president, it was a moment to try and isolate the Republican Speaker of the House and urge him to try to change paths and find a route to compromise. We did hear him hug Speaker Boehner rather tight and say that he did try to work with the president. I'm not sure politically that was the best way to help John Boehner get more votes to compromise with some of his hardline members. I also would point out to you, Piers, that the president did not, in this speech, repeat his veto threat. We have heard him repeatedly say he would veto a short-term extension of the debt ceiling. He did not do that tonight. I don't know what we should read into that. I'll find out. But in essence, the president trying to use the bully pulpit to rally the American people to pressure Congress into compromise. So far, we've seen that hasn't worked.
Wolf, let me turn to you. I mean, this is pretty unprecedented. No U.S. president in history has ever defaulted. Is it conceivable that we could get to August the 2nd and a default happens?
It is definitely conceivable, and I'm very gloomy about the prospects because there are significant differences. They've tried and tried and tried for weeks now, dare I say for months, Piers, to get some sort of solution. I always assumed it would happen a few weeks ago. I didn't think it was going to go down to the final week. In the end, they may have a deal, but I'm not by any means convinced that it's certain. It is possible that come next Tuesday, there won't be a deal. The federal government's going to have to decide which checks to write and which checks not to write, and that will cause serious dislocation. I assume if that does happen, I'm not saying it will, I fear it could, but if it does happen, the reaction would be so angry out there. Interest rates would go up. There would be fears of markets collapsing, the value of the dollar going down. Within a few days, cooler heads would prevail, but it's definitely possible that between now and next Tuesday, there won't be a deal. I hope there will be.
800-510-8255. The two sides, couple of, 7 days left? Is that what it is? $14.3 trillion debt ceiling. And Obama says Reagan did it, and Bush did it, and everybody else did it, so why can't we do it? At some point, don't you have to say no? When your kids keep asking you for money, you don't have any more, when do you tell them no? When do you, as spouses, say to each other, okay, we can't afford this, we can't do it? And so Harry Reid's involved in this to a certain extent. Nancy Pelosi, they are trying to come up with their own proposals. So Geithner on the Sunday morning chat show is saying that the government will be forced to choose between paying its creditors or recipients of federal entitlement programs. Too many entitlement programs, right? Time to, tough love, I think, is the expression that was used. Here's radio host Tommy Tucker, says he's so tired of all the finger-pointing, and this is, by the way, from both sides, trying to figure out who is telling the truth here.
You know, I swear to God, it's like you're in the backseat of the car in a dysfunctional family, and you are so tired of your parents fighting. You just feel like putting your hands over your... Just stop! Stop already. For the love of God, just stop. Please, we can't take it anymore. Just stop. Try to work out the problems, but quit pointing fingers and quit blaming each other, can you? You don't even care about the problem anymore. All you want at this point is to be right. That's all you want. Well, you did. No, you did. No, you did first. No, you did. No, you did. No, you did. For the love of God, I'll tell you what, both of you gentlemen... And I mean this sincerely, I'm going to treat you both with the same level of disrespect. If either of you idiots destroy my 401k, I will find a way to vote against both of your parties for the rest of my life. Because I can't afford anything else to happen to my 401k, because I'm just a poor working guy. We're not concerned with all of these big party politics and your two little clubs. It's all about supporting the club, supporting either the Democrats or the Republicans, and screw the country. People talking about getting our country back. You want to get your country back? Get it back from the Republicans and the Democrats. That's who you need to get it back from. But I digress. Somebody is BSing somebody somewhere, because I just checked on my new iPhone here, and I checked, you know, you slide it over to unlock, then you check stocks. And the Dow is down, the industrials, which is an average of the blue-chip stocks. The Dow is down 88 points, but it's still at 12,592. Now, if we were approaching financial Armageddon, I would think something would have happened by now. So somebody is BSing somebody somewhere. The president said July 22nd was a drop-dead date in order to get the debt ceiling raised. Okay? Guess what? It's July 25th. Now we got a new drop-dead date. Really? I find that interesting. So is it going to be financial Armageddon or not? Apparently not, because these people on Wall Street that know? Not so much. We're still at 12,592 on the Dow, down 88 points today, but that's, you know, a minor shift day to day. Overall, you look at the average, it's not been trending down at all. So you tell me what's going on. If anything, it's been going up. Really, with financial Armageddon on the horizon, somebody's BSing somebody. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm just a working guy. I don't know. But when you see the people go on TV, oh, we must this, we must that, we must... No, it doesn't add up.
Does any of this make any sense to anybody, actually, when you get right down to brass tacks? 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to the listen box at DougStephan.com. Here's a... radio host Ron Smith, and he has a conversation with a news analyst from Fox named Liz McDonald about the way the crisis is affecting the markets.
There's all this apprehension about the markets. Doesn't look like anything particularly dramatic this morning.
No, the dollar is getting hurt. The long bond is seesawing back and forth, and, you know, the futures were pointing in the red, and we're still, you know, sort of swaying back and forth, trying to get some footing here in the markets. And I think what we're seeing is just tentativeness, uncertainty, of course, until the debt ceiling crisis is resolved. It will be a problem in the short term for the markets. But what S&P and Moody's and Fitch are all saying is, long term, the U.S. government needs to get a grip on its fiscal problems, and that's the bigger story than the short term debt ceiling crisis.
You're right, and of course they're the farthest from having a grip on that you can imagine. Although it is of interest that they're actually talking about trillions in cuts, which represents, you know, the reflection of the 2010 election.
That's right.
Because prior to that, there was no talk at all about it.
That's right. And, you know, to your point, it also reflects the amount of spending that was loaded on since Nancy Pelosi gaveled in as House Speaker in 2007. So, you know, the president is now being criticized for not, you know, basically stepping up to the plate and doing enough to stop the spending and to come up with a credible plan. The offers that he's been making sort of mimic what he started out the year with, and that is a budget in February. It actually increased spending that the CBO itself said it could not score. So what we're seeing now is essentially, you know, we see cut, cap, and balance, where you would need two-thirds of the Congress to send it to the states to ratify. But even that cut, cap, and balance, I think, in the House did not get even the two-thirds vote itself. So,
no.
Right? So, I mean, I'm looking at the markets, and, of course, profits are still coming in very nicely. I think the markets are worried about growth in China and a Eurozone collapse and commodity prices as well.
All right, so lots to worry about from your perspective. Who's worried? 800-510-8255. Here's Alan with a point of view. Alan, please go ahead. You're on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Yeah, you know, I just, of course, I've been a working man pretty much in my life, and I just think that I think what these senators and so on want to do is make there be a rich class and a very poor class, nobody in between, really, which is what keeps the country going, really, you know, obviously the working class, and it's, I think it's like, in fact, I heard there's a website you can go to, I haven't seen it myself, but it's, what is the end game, it's like, these guys are playing a game with us. It's, they want, I think, to show their power. You know, it's like the golden rule, and not the regular golden rule, but the one that says, he that has the gold makes the rule.
Alan, who'd you vote for? Alan, you're in Utah. Who'd you vote for,
yeah,
for Senate and Congress last time around?
Well, I voted for Chaffetz, and, I can't think of the other, but I know I did not vote for Bennett. But I'll tell you what, I think probably if we got rid of the pretty much all the incumbents, we would probably not have all this sort of game.
So you
playing,
think the two-party system works? You are happy with Republicans and Democrats in general?
Oh, no, actually, I think that. I think that they both suck, really.
Okay, so what are you doing about it? If you say you're going to vote for, you have voted for somebody who's a Republican or a Democrat, you don't take a stand on something that's different, how does anything change?
Actually, come to think, I'm sorry, I actually have voted for, you know, some of the third-party type candidates. I'm not sure that it really, you know, works too well, but
it doesn't work well because the two parties have a stranglehold on the system. That's part of this nasty game that nobody is talking about. The reason there are so many problems is because these two parties have a stranglehold on the system, and the system doesn't work. So who do you look to because the system doesn't work? You look to the two parties. Why are the two parties still there? Because people like you and me haven't taken the reins and changed what's going on, which until we do, will not, nobody's going to be happy. And some people say, well, that's good. If nobody's happy, then that means there's a good deal. No, it's time. We have a very unsettling thing going on in our country right now. People, for the most part, are unhappy. They don't like their situation in life. They don't like their relationships with even family members. They're not happy in any aspect. The happiness quotient is way down. Why is that? Because of things like this that are uncertain. And that's the problems created by people who can't work together as an adult or as adults. Thanks for your call. It's 14 before the hour on the countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Nature's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and the question of the day is, are your doors opened or closed? Let's find out. Well, here's a question. We always heard the expression that says, when one door closes, another door opens. I hate that expression. That absolutely makes no sense. Because here's the real answer. The other door is always open. And we don't have to wait for something to shut behind us in order to walk in for it. Let's take a look at it. Let's see it. Let's find it. Let's explore it. Let's take a look at all the open doors of opportunities that are in front of us. One does not have to close behind us. Go into it. Make a selection. See if it's for you. And if it is, go into it and enjoy it and take advantage of it and grow with it. And go to those doors of opportunities that are placed in front of each and every one of us each and every day. The doors of opportunity are yours. Knock. Allow yourself to come in and get the full enjoyment of exploring new things for you, your family, and everybody. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
800-510-8255. Doug Stefan on the countdown with some food for thought here. I've been looking around. Some of the think tanks in Washington, depending on their political point of view, have taken apart this situation, the budget, what we're spending, why we need to cut this program. What is the road to reform? Isn't that the question? The way to stimulate the economy, which isn't doing well, the job thing is about the same, except for Washington. If you look at the five or six counties that surround Washington, D.C., the unemployment rate there is 3%, 3.4%, 4%, 4.6%. It's half what it is around the rest of the country. It tells you that government is growing by leaps and bounds. That's the big business. Is that what you want to see? The big business of government continue? 51 past the hour on the countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. A lot of people are talking about what has happened in Norway. They have, for a long time, prided themselves with being a country that's very peaceful. When you think about violence, you don't think about Norway. You think about a spirit of openness and now this attack. Here's radio host Peter Tilden talking to NBC terrorism expert Roger Cressley about the misinformation that some of the news media has led with as a result of the shooting spree there.
It was interesting to first see that the Washington Post and some other media outlets gave misinformation that was non-factual, saying that it was Muslim-related, jihadist-related, which already is staggering to me when stories come out and they jump on misinformation like that.
So, Peter, everyone is conditioned now to assume that any act of political violence, any act of terrorism, has a Islamic face to it. And there's a lesson in that for everybody. There are plenty of faces of mass murder, and it doesn't necessarily have to be Islamic extremism.
And that's why I opened with that, because it made me upset that in today's journalistic 24/7, we got a rush to judgment culture. Let's work on minimal information or no information and just place a face on this. Now, the face on this is a guy who had a manifesto who seems to be, because we don't know 100% yet because we haven't seen the manifesto, a right-wing extremist, a guy who grew up fairly well-to-do, middle class, who decided that he didn't like the way the country was going, that the borders were open, and he decided to take this in his own hands. He obviously wants some kind of global attention and currency because he wanted a trial that is open, and yet they're going to do it in a closed hearing. He wanted to appear in some kind of uniform. What's the latest information about this man, Anders, I guess is Breivik?
Breivik, yes. So he was arraigned. He was brought into the court today. And, you know, in Norway, there is no death sentence. You can do multiple concurrent life sentences. I think it's only 20, 21 years for each count is the maximum. So if he is tried on this and convicted, he won't have a death penalty. He'll just stay in jail for the rest of his life. You know, is this an act of insanity? Is it politically motivated? Is there something else behind it? Or could be all those things together? Clearly, that's the case. You know, Peter, you mentioned him, you know, comes up in a middle class environment. His dad reportedly is a former Norwegian diplomat.
Right.
So here's a guy who, well, we're going to find out the full story, but went off the deep end in such a horrific way. The premeditated act that is required for this type of systematic planning and preparation. I mean, there has to be some sort of mental illness associated with it. But you know, as we learned here in the United States with Timothy McVeigh, that does not necessarily have to be the case. You can be completely sane, and you can just decide to go off the deep end and commit an act of mass murder for political reasons.
His name is Anders Behring Breivik, 32 years old, charged in the death of 93 people. He apparently has some disturbing religious and ethnic ideas. A lot of people are comparing him to Timothy McVeigh, but he is not like Timothy McVeigh. I think there are a lot of things in his history that you look at if you understand what went on with him. He's been plotting for a long time. He's a rabid anti-Muslim person, wants a revolution in Norway. Here's radio host John Hines talking to a caller who is a Norwegian.
You work closely with Norwegians and Norwegians and those influenced by the culture of Norway in our area. What have you heard? What was the sense for how this has come to shake up that nation and those people who are descended from Norway?
Well, I work with the Norwegian language villages up in Bemidji, Minnesota, Concordia Language Villages, and I direct the adult program. So we have a returning population of adults who come every spring and fall, and we have been communicating with each other either on Facebook or email or phone, and a number of us have friends in Oslo right now, so we've also been communicating with them. But I think if we could all be together, we would. Wanting that sense of we've been there, we feel very close to this country and these people, and if we could just be there, be together, it would be better for us. That's the sense I'm getting, because just like similar to 9/11 and what happened here, we all sort of glued ourselves to the television and news because we wanted that sense of being connected. And that's what the Norwegian-Americans that I associate with are doing.
What's the takeaway with this? A lot of misinformation from the news media. Oh, golly gee, what else is new? We focus on News Talk Radio on this, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.